All right, I have a question for my audience today, and I would love some feedback. You're welcome to reach out to me at todd.live on Instagram, but I'd love to know what your main objections are when it comes to broadcasting a live video. And I don't care if you're somebody who's starting out, who hasn't even done one yet, and you're scared, and you have your objections there, but you could also be a more seasoned live video talent, but you still have objections to going live. And I would love to know what these are. Send me a private message at todd.live. We're going to talk about this. We're going to saddle up here and get into the music and talk about this, because there are certain objections that a lot of people have that are old hat, and I hear them over and over again, and we're going to talk about them one at a time. Let's saddle up and get going. Giddy up.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd.Live.
All right, so this is where becoming a broadcast professional, when you really start to realize that you're finding your groove. And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back and kiss my own ass or anything like that, but let me tell you here. This is, you know, you can do this when things like what just happened to me happened. This is episode number 536. I have a spreadsheet in front of me, and all I have are titles on it. Titles and dates that the podcast is going to drop. If all goes well, this is May 15th when you're hearing this episode for the first time. That's the day it drops. You might be hearing it on May 17th and downloading the episode from the 15th. I get that. But people who are listening every day, they're going to hear this one on the 15th if they're downloading every day. The title of today's episode was, what are your main objectives in broadcasting live video? So objectives, like your goals. But I read it wrong in the opening sequence. And I read it as objections. What are your main objections in broadcasting live video? I read it wrong. While I was doing the intro, I realized I read it wrong. So I had an option there. Stop the recording, delete it, start over. Or can the objections be a good topic and we're just going to roll with it and save 10 seconds of my life, or 2 minutes of my life, maybe restarting, getting rid of that episode and restarting with the objectives being the title. And you know what? I'm running with it. Objections. I made that decision during the music. Hey, I'm going to screw it. I'm rolling with it. I'm going to change the title in my spreadsheet, so that the title matches the topic, and we're going to roll with it. So I might have to do objectives on another day. So what are your main objections in broadcasting live video? Some of you may be starting out, haven't even done one yet. And there's actually, I'm in contact with a lot of people who have been thinking about it, who haven't done one yet for whatever reason. They have objections. And then there's people, like even myself, who might have objections to going live depending on the circumstances. So for somebody who's starting out, what are the typical objections? I don't know what to say is an objection. You can say anything. It could be a discussion about Coke versus Pepsi. It could be a discussion about the weather. It could be a discussion about something that happened in your day that's minute. It could be something about the coffee that you're drinking. It could be something about anything. It could be a world event, news story. It could be, you know, you're watching the guy from Jeopardy who keeps winning. You know, you're going to listen to this on May 15th, and I'm sitting here recording on April 27th, and this guy, James, he's like won about $1.5 million on Jeopardy, and he seems unbeatable. I don't know if by the time we get to May 15th and you're listening to this episode, I don't know if he's lost it yet or not. I can't look into the future. But that could be a discussion, right? James. You could talk about anything. People are always like, oh, no one wants to hear what I have to say. Nonsense. Yeah, when you're starting out, you're not going to have much of an audience. But that doesn't mean nobody cares to hear what you have to say. It just means that people haven't found you yet. People haven't discovered you yet. You haven't started locating your audience. You haven't started building your audience. You don't have anybody in your audience yet. Got to get started somewhere, folks. And trust me, I don't care. You could talk about the most boring topic out there to me, but there's going to be somebody out there who that's the topic they're looking for. So you have plenty to talk about, trust me. And there are plenty of people out there who are going to be interested in what you have to talk about. You just have to get started because they have to have a fair chance at finding you. You can't do one video and expect the world's going to find you. You're not that important in that capacity. You're very important in a lot of capacities, but you're not that important in that capacity that you go do one live video and the world's going to discover it. It isn't going to happen to anybody on the planet. I don't care who you are. People like to say that they're not trained to broadcast. They don't have a voice for it. Do you think the people on TV came out of the womb, polished, ready to go? They had to work at it. Okay? But they also had to work at it differently than you're going to have to work at it because they had to work at it in order to make it their career. They had to work at it to make it, like, let's say somebody wanted to be a meteorologist. There's a certain way of discussing the weather and talking on the television to keep people's attention and not drive them nuts and have them change the channel. So they're training for that specifically. You're going to learn how to do something differently. You're not putting on a meet. You're not going to be one of those people on TV. You're going to be somebody holding your phone in your hand. That's all the training you need. And guess how much training you need for that? Your training is doing it. You know, the meteorologist that's going to be on TV, yeah, they're going to go to school. They're going to do like broadcast journalism or something like that. And there might be some classes that they take where they're practicing in front of the camera and all that. But a lot of the, like, let's say you're in the Los Angeles area and you watch the LA news at night. Those people didn't start on the LA news. It's too big of a market. They started somewhere else. A lot of, like, Matt Lauer. Remember Matt Lauer who got to the Today Show and before he was disgraced and had to quit? But that guy was such a jerk. He loved hunting people down and just ruining their lives on TV, interviewing and asking questions about their secrets and their personal life. And he had his own, and it finally came back to get him. It was wonderful. I love the fall of Matt Lauer. But Matt Lauer started where I'm from, Huntington, West Virginia. People, a lot of people don't know that. He started in Huntington, West Virginia. That's where he first started broadcasting, at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. Maybe he wasn't at Marshall, but I think he was at WSAZ-TV in Huntington. And he had to work his way up to the national level. The people in the LA market, you know, I know one of the women is from, I think she's from Corpus Christi, and that's where she got her start, in a much smaller market. So you have to start somewhere, right? You start with your phone in your hand and you work your way up. And if you take it the distance, maybe at some point you're using Wirecast and ScreenFlow and Switchboard Live and you're going live multiple places and you've got a nice broadcast that you're put together. But you start with the phone in your hand, just like that person on the New York or the LA News started in Corpus Christi or started in Huntington, West Virginia. So yeah, you're not trained, but you're going to train yourself. It's easy, folks. Get on Snapchat and just start talking to your phone. Get on Instagram stories and start talking to your phone. Those aren't technically live, so it gives you a little bit of play before you start going live, if that's what you need. So those are some common objections to people who are getting started out. How about people that are already moving along? What are their objections? Like for me, what would be my objections to going live? Mine are going to be a little more particular. Like, I'm thinking about going live when I'm out somewhere in public, but I don't know if I want to generate that much attention in my direction while I'm live. I usually can overcome that objection pretty quick, but that's an objection. And I think it's an objection a lot of people are going to have. I don't want to go live while I'm walking through this mall and people are going to watch me. Well, who cares if people watch you? I mean, it'd be one thing if you were naked and streaking through the mall and people were watching you, okay? That's a different kind of thing, but you're not naked streaking through a mall. You're holding a phone and talking to your phone for a minute or 5 minutes. Who cares? You don't have to be loud. You don't have to go stand in the center of the mall and make it so that everybody sees you. I mean, you can if you want, but you could just walk through kind of casually and just talk to your phone. Put your ear headset on and make it happen. Not a big deal. What's another objection to broadcasting a live video if you're a little more advanced? Having the time to do it with everything else that you have to do? Well, I'm not going to get into budgeting time and all that, but that's a problem that we all have. Having the time to do as much live videos as we'd like to do. Having the time to be consistent and have a show, say, every Wednesday at 9 in the morning. That's tough. Committing and time budgetary restraints. I'm not talking about financial budgetary. I mean time budgetary restraints. You have to budget your time, right? But the objections, people, feel free to send me your objections at todd.live on Instagram. I would love to know what your objections are to broadcasting live video, because I find it a fascinating topic to talk about, because I love helping people get over those objections and realize that most of the time they're nonsense and they're just limitations. And I was about to play my music and I hit the wrong button. Here we go, folks. Saddle up. Here it is, the music.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/todd.livepage. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe, and we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.live.